And now, back to the show. Here's Jen and Truda.
Well, it happened.
What? It happened?
It happened.
What happened?
We lost the iPod.
Okay. Well, that took about a week and a half.
It was 9 days.
Was it even a week and a half?
It was 9 days.
What did you do?
She left it at Walmart.
Let's go back and set it up for just a bit. We got into a very controversial discussion one day on the show because your six-year-old turning 7 years old wanted a phone for her birthday.
She did, yes.
I very vehemently said no, absolutely not. A lot of phone calls, a lot of people debating the topic on whether or not a six-year-old should get a phone. You ended up getting her something that basically was a phone, except it just didn't make actual calls.
iPod is now basically a phone without the cell phone plan, yes.
You could text, you could do everything else, all the apps, everything else.
You can FaceTime, you can call on it, you can do whatever.
And now it's been 9 days and it's gone.
She left it at Walmart on Saturday.
Why did she have it at Walmart?
And she takes it with her wherever she goes. And she put it down somewhere to look at a toy she was buying for a birthday party. Uh-huh. And she leaves it there.
Done.
Realizes when she gets out of the store. I honestly think that it's still there in the store. I think it is.
Are you crazy?
That it is. Well, because, I mean, she only recognized that she lost it when they were leaving the store. So it's not like, you know, they went right back to where they were. And it wasn't a very popular. Nobody ever goes to our Walmart anyway. We're out in
middle
halfway
of nowhere.
To Denver.
Yeah.
So I think it like fell somewhere, or she put it somewhere she can't remember. But you should have seen us. We were like there. I'm with my phone trying to get it to connect to my phone hotspot because I know it has.
Yeah.
And she wasn't connected to Wi-Fi, or else we could do find my iPhone.
See, that's
the problem. She was almost done that, and we could have found it no problem.
And I assume you went to the store and said, hey, can you guys
give us
a call?
We have called them every 6 hours on the clock.
I bet.
Yeah. They pick up now. They're like, we know. We'll call you.
At this point, they're going to find it and just not give it back to you.
It's probably, yes, probably. But the lessons to be learned.
Who was more devastated, you or Addie?
Danielle.
Really?
She is like broken up about it.
Mom.
Yep. She is just of course, Addie is sad, but Danielle's all broken up about it. So we'll see what happens. The continuing saga of the iPod. But no, within 9 days. It was gone.
This is why I buy my children nothing. Nothing, because they will lose it.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
I'm telling you, within the past 2 weeks in here, we were just talking about Erin Moran. Do you remember that? We were just talking about her. Maybe when Todd Bridges was in here, I don't remember why, but Erin Moran, who played Joni Cunningham on Happy Days and Joni Loves Chachi, is dead. Moran was found unresponsive Saturday in Harrison County, Indiana. The cause has not been determined. Moran was 56.
Joni Loves Chachi.
Have you ever seen any of these shows, Shaylee, like on Nick at Night? Well, like, I don't even know if they still show them.
It was on Nick at Night a while ago.
Yeah.
I hope they do. Yeah, they should show
Happy
those,
Days.
Right? Those are good old ones. Here's little Joni Loves Chachi.
What are you doing here?
Chachi. I'm here to tell you yes. And now, let's get married.
Oh, Scott Mayo. You were so dreamy.
Right? Not so much anymore.
Then he
opened his mouth.
Right. The latest KFC ad campaign features Rob Lowe as Colonel Sanders, giving a very JFK-like speech and promising to send a chicken sandwich into space.
The time has come to explore beyond our known horizons, to push KFC's spicy crispy chicken to new heights. Can you actually launch KFC's world-famous Zinger Chicken Sandwich into space?
We certainly hope so. Our entire marketing campaign depends on it.
But when we succeed, we will lick our fingers. We will lick our fingers good!
See, you want your Taco Bell wedding, but I would love a KFC wedding.
Oh, yeah, that doesn't sound bad. Really?
Great.
A mashed potato and gravy fountain? Ew! Let's make that happen. And The Fate of the Furious is the top movie in North America. The 8th installment of the Fast and the Furious franchise is on track to earn over $900 million in the U.S. and Canada by the close of business tonight.
Jeez.
Yesterday I was flipping channels. Too Fast, Too Furious was on one station, and then Fast and the Furious 6 was on another station at the same time.
Really?
I didn't watch either one. Gosh.
I will beat your ass like a Cherokee drum.
That's the only line I know from the movie, but dang it, they just keep doing it every week.
Coming in second is The Boss Baby, followed by Beauty and the Beast. The Disney film sold over 470 million bucks in tickets since its release 6 weeks ago. And then rounding out this week's top five, Born in China and Going in Style. That's entertainment news for Monday.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
It's time to play the accent game.
So it's a great game. It's an actual game which you can purchase called, what is it, Utter Nonsense?
Utter Nonsense, yep. I got this for Truda for Christmas, and I think this is the best gift you've ever received.
Great, great present.
So
perfect present.
Pick one card that has an accent on it, and then you pick another card which has a phrase on it that you have to read in that accent. And keep in mind, it's not just, you know, Spanish or whatever.
It's the mode in which you speak.
Exactly. So keep
really
that
is.
In mind
yeah.
as we go to these callers and see if they can guess our accents.
All right, who wants to play first on the show? Yeah?
I can go first.
All right, you go first. All right, so Tracy in Blue Springs. Good morning, Tracy.
Good morning.
All right.
All right, you're going to play with Jen here.
Tracy, Kansas Speedway tickets up for grabs, the night race on May 13th, okay?
Okay.
There's a new sheriff in town, and his name is Chicken Pad Thai Yeehaw.
What the hell?
Can you guess my accent? I'll do it again.
Perfectly describes this show.
Okay.
There's a new sheriff in town, and his name is Chicken Pad Thai. Beep boop. Yeehaw.
Are you like a techno computer?
A little more specific.
I think you're close.
Can you be? I'll give you one more guess. You're right there. Oh. And then I'm going to go to the judges to see if that's close enough.
It's a, like, I don't know. It sounds like some kind of computer, weird techno voice.
Okay, judges, what do you say? It's robot is the actual answer.
I'm going to go with
okay.
it.
Okay.
Do you go with that?
I think
okay,
so.
Okay, all right.
Shaylee says yes. So you're in the running
okay.
for the tickets, so stay on hold.
All right, Tracy will stay there.
We'll see if everybody else can get theirs.
All right, Joe, you want to go next?
I will poorly attempt to do this one.
Brooke okay. from Overland Park. Good morning, Brooke.
Hi.
Hi there. You get Joey this morning.
All right, Brooke, I'm going to try very hard. I don't know if I can do this whole one in just one sentence.
Okay.
Or well at all.
Okay.
I'm a triple threat actor, singer, surfer at Denny's.
I wish she could see the hand motions going along with it.
Hold on, I got a Snapchat.
Yeah,
this is
pretty
this
good.
This is going on our Facebook later.
Brooke, do you have any idea what kind of speech that might be?
Can I hear it again?
Yeah, do it one more time, Joe.
I'm a triple threat actor, singer, and server at Denny's.
And I will tell you, he's pumping his fist, like throwing his hand as he's doing it.
I just got the best Snapchat ever.
Jersey Shore?
Okay, I was going for rap.
Yeah.
Oh.
Rapping.
Okay.
It was close.
Solid rapping.
That's I really wanted to add a second sentence where I could just say that I followed Jenny.
Oh.
Yeah, that would make more sense, right?
Yeah, call him that jersey. I don't think that that's close enough
to
wrap.
No.
All right.
Brooke, not in the running for the tickets.
Thank you. Lisa from KC Mo, you're our final contestant. You get me this morning, Lisa, okay?
All right,
so here we go. Good morning. Here is our phrase. Throwback Thursday is the best day of the week for girls who peaked in the high school.
Okay.
What sort of accent do you think that was? Or do you want it one more time?
One more time, please.
Throwback Thursday is the best day of the week for the girls who peaked in high school, eh?
Irish?
Oh, gosh, no.
I thought that was Italian. Is it Italian?
It was Italian.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh,
sorry,
okay.
Lisa, but congratulations to Tracy. Tracy, going.
I just said it sounded like Welcome Back, Carter.
Hey, Mr. Carter.
You sounded like Vinny. I'm Welcome Back, Carter.
May 13th at the big night race out at Kansas Speedway. You've got tickets, Tracy.
All right.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Guys, I hate to break it to you, but I'm leaving because the Duchess of Cambridge needs a new secretary.
Oh, wait, you're going to have to fight me for this one.
Yeah, I was going
to
say, Truda.
Oh, wait a second.
He's already sent in a resume, a cover letter, a personal video.
I'm sorry, over there they call it a CV, okay?
Okay. Her personal secretary is leaving because of an upcoming wedding, but duties include... organizing official programs and engagements, ensuring Kate is briefed on who she's going to meet, and holding the flowers and stuffed animals and stuff that she gets as gifts.
Oh, done and done.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think I have a good shot here.
Does it say how much that pays?
It doesn't, but I assume very well.
I bet it does.
They actually have a job board that it was posted on, and you can actually get an internship with Prince Harry and the Queen.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
The Queen is internships? How did I not know about this?
You have to love corgis as well. It is a requirement.
Well, I had one.
Okay, well, then you're in.
Well, thanks a lot.
We're a year into the show, Shaylee, and now you've just...
I'm sorry. The Duchess of Cambridge trumps you guys.
The disillusion of the morning show has begun.
Well, that's... I think this is my calling now.
Joey, you and I, that's it. That's we're all that's left. Truda's practicing his
Why
wave as we
speak. Why did I not even think when it came to internships that the Queen would have one of
Heck
all
yeah,
things?
She does. Why wouldn't she?
Right?
Did you see that Eric Stonestreet got a puppy over the weekend?
Oh, no.
He rescued a puppy on his Instagram by accident and not on purpose. I met this 5-month-old feller a year ago today after he lost his old one, Coleman. You remember his white one?
When we had him on the show last summer, his dog had just passed away.
Yeah. Secret Life of Pets.
Right
so,
before that.
So they, the shelter sent him a picture of this dog and said, I need to go meet him. So he did. Met him, hung out with him for a day and said, I need to keep him. So he's calling him Roscoe, a.k.a. Gramps.
Aww.
Pretty cute.
I wonder if he got a new house because he just put his house on the market too.
Why do you know this?
Because we're besties.
Much?
Obviously.
Okay.
Hello, we're in the same high school yearbook.
All right. And is Jersey Shore getting a reunion?
I hope not. Please tell me no.
Yeah, probably not going to happen. JWoww said, we always talked about it, that we'd take a vacation together, but we'd probably kill each other. Sammy said the same thing. Nothing's really changed in my life. I still live in Jersey. I'm still a fan of the shore, and I still go out with my friends. So not much has changed.
But all the rest of them have had kids now. Like, they're all moms.
Yeah. JWoww, Snooki.
Yeah, I don't want to watch that show. Them partying with the kids.
Why not?
That's awkward.
Situation. He's about to get in trouble for tax evasion.
Right.
So he might be in jail.
Sounds like a great
Actually,
reunion.
Now I want to watch that show.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
A show that we are never going to be strong enough to compete on. American Ninja Warrior is in town right now. They're filming over at Union Station the next couple of nights. They're doing it overnight. One of the hosts of that show and winner of the latest Celebrity Apprentice, Matt Eisman, on the phone with us this morning.
Hey.
Hey, guys.
We are very big fans of American Ninja Warrior and so excited that you guys are coming back to Kansas City.
Well, you know, the last time we were in Kansas City, I think we had one of the greatest episodes we've ever had. I mean, it was where Isaac Calderon started his run that eventually made him the first American Ninja Warrior. But more importantly, we had some of the most impactful runs. Michael Stanger, who was on the course with his wife, Anadina, who had Ehlers-Danlos syndrome, who all they've been through, and now Anadina, after being near death, is walking. It's been unbelievable.
Wow.
And Stephen Mowell, who was this young autistic man who had come alive training for Ninja Warrior, and he's coming back. And it was amazing. Last night I was at a charity event where there was an autistic young man there who was talking about being a fan of Ninja Warrior, and I'm like, do you know Stephen Mowell? And he's like, what? He said, there's an autistic guy on Ninja Warrior. And it was just one of those moments where you realize the importance of this show, where I mentioned Isaac, the guy who went all the way. But I think the runs that are more special are ones when you have Allison Topperwine, who comes out with Parkinson's and is on the course. And you know, but Daniela Bright, who has breast cancer. These are the runs I've realized that make this show the stories of what these athletes overcome. And then the amazing things they do on the course. It's a ton of fun. I'm so excited to be back in front of Union Station and to get some barbecue.
Yeah. Well, you know, and Brian and I were talking about this earlier. We both have 7-year-old little girls. I also have an 8-year-old. And even for them to see women, they're like, oh, look how strong she is. So I love to see the women do it too.
And it's been incredible. You know, Casey Catanzaro at 5 feet tall was the first one who exploded onto the scene. And now Jessie Graff had a phenomenal year last year, and she's coming back. We've got new women who are coming out who've been. What's cool is the women inspiring young women, but Casey actually inspired another guy, Tyler Yamauchi, who's 5'1".
Yeah.
And he said, I didn't know people this size could compete. And so women inspiring women and men and short athletes inspiring short athletes. And I just think it's been so cool seeing kids realize doesn't matter who I am, doesn't matter what I'm facing. If I work hard, I can do well at Ninja Warrior.
We're talking with Matt Eisman. He's the host of American Ninja Warrior here on the show this morning with Jen and Truda. And, you know, Matt, for those of us who I would call myself probably more barbecue inclined than I am exercise inclined. But, you know, it is. I think the reason the show is so compelling is because we actually talked to Christine Leahy about this. Mm-hmm. It's you versus the course. It's a one-on-one thing. It is your personal quest to get through this. And it's just incredible to watch these guys and girls on the course. It's amazing. You guys change it up a lot, right? So this, we're going to see a little bit different look this time?
I feel like we're kind of mean in that we change it up every time. The course is always different, and not just from city to city, but from qualifying to finals. There are new obstacles they've never faced. They don't know what they're going to face. There's no practice. And it's amazing to see these athletes get out there and figure it out on the fly. And again, you get one chance. You can work all year long and it can be over in a second. Or you can have the run of your life that will give you a moment that you'll never forget. And I love the stakes are always so high. And at any moment, you know, you can see something amazing or you can see something where someone's just devastated. But what amazes me is how you see these people fall, you see these people get crushed, and they get up and they're like, I'm going to start training again. And I love seeing people. We have people who fall on the first or second obstacle, who get off the course and look into their phone and they're like, this is my submission video for next year. And I'm committing right now to get back. Hmm. And it's this perseverance, this otherworldly determination that always amazes me and that I think makes these athletes so special.
You know, there could be an entire TV show just filming the reactions of people when they fall, because at our house, when we're all sitting around watching it, and you see somebody just tough it out through the whole course and then they get right to the end and drop in the water and everybody's like, no!
Yeah. Ah! And it's the same thing Akbar and I are saying too, and Christine has to then go up and interview him. I always think she has such a hard job of just that moment, and you can see it in their face when they're falling,
right?
And they're looking at the obstacle where they just were holding, and the water's about to come, and you just see that freeze frame of, oh boy, this isn't working out. And it's just I love the emotional roller coaster that you can go on.
Well, you know, and we gave this idea to Christine. You can feel free to steal this. It's our free idea for you. For the people that actually finished the course, we felt like she should be there, especially in Kansas City, with maybe some barbecue,
mm-hmm.
maybe some burnt ends, you know, ready to go when they actually finish.
I think that would be better to be up in the host tower where Akbar and I could be enjoying that as we're calling the run. I'm not going to lie. There's a reason we're coming back to Kansas City, and it might be that I am a huge barbecue fan, and I can't wait.
So you're saying?
The people who do our wardrobe hate it when we were there, because I just get sauce over everything. I'm a sloppy eater, and I'm just going to be dipping ribs and some tri-tip, and I can't wait.
Well, Shaylee and I will show up at 2 a.m. with a fresh, clean white shirt and some like Q39 and Joe's, and just bring you both.
That's what we'll need. That's what we'll need. Lady's always horrified when she watches me eat. She's such a nice lady, and I am not. I'm not a lady.
Well, I was going to say, I mean, these 2 a.m. tapings, we were talking about this, too. It's like, my gosh, you have to prep yourself with, you know, your sleep time and get ready for the late nights?
Yeah. Yeah, it's always a challenge. I mean, you know, for us, again, we're not competing, so I hesitate to say it's that hard. But it is, you know, because you get so invested in these athletes. And, you know, when it's 4 a.m. and, you know, you're watching the 97th person of the night go, you know, you sometimes you'll need a little Red Bull. But it's honestly, whenever they're on the course, I'm fine. It's in between when the energy dips. But as soon as somebody gets on the course, you just get excited for them, because we get to know these athletes. We've watched their videos. We've talked to them in person. We've read their submission files. And you know how much it means to them. And you know, like how much they want it. And you want, we cheer for everybody. We would love it if everybody completed the course. It'd make a long episode. But we definitely feel their pain when they go down.
Let's get in chat with Matt Eisman here on the show. And by the way, you're a very intimidating guy because you're a doctor, you're a comedian, you're on television, you play baseball. I mean, what can't you do, Matt? I mean, come on.
You even won Celebrity Apprentice.
Listen, I will tell you, I look good on paper, but what I can't do is do the course. I tried the course last year. I have rheumatoid arthritis, so I had some issues with my feet with some bone deterioration, and I tried the flying squirrel on the end of stage one last year, dislocated a bone in my foot and ended up having to have
surgery. Oh my gosh.
I was the worst accident on the course last season. So clearly what I can do is talk about people doing amazing things, but I cannot do them myself.
Yeah, not to mention the Celebrity Apprentice, by the way, which congratulations.
Oh, that was nice. That was actually last night I was out. We were out here in Hollywood. The Arthritis Foundation had their yearly meeting, and I got to present the giant check for almost $1 million to the Arthritis Foundation. And then, because it's not a real check, I said, can I keep this as a souvenir? So I'm sitting in my living room with a 7-foot check written out for almost $1 million to the Arthritis Foundation. That's one of the souvenirs I'm most proud of.
Oh, that is great. That is fantastic. Well, good on you. That's great.
It was really nice, and it was cool getting to meet, Arnold Schwarzenegger, Vince Neil, the lead singer of Motley Crue,
sure,
and Carney Wilson, and all these people who I consider, I don't know if they consider me a friend, but I consider them friends. It was a great experience.
Yeah, it's another show that we watched. You had some interesting times on there too. There's some interesting.
Oh well, Layla Ali and I go toe to toe, and when you're in a boardroom arguing with someone who could knock you out,
yeah,
it's intimidating. It was really fun. I think getting to see, people's personalities come out and have, tempers flared. But in the end, I think we all got along, at least off camera, pretty well. And feeling like we all understood this was a really cool opportunity to have a whole new audience see us, and then to all raise money and awareness for our charities. And for me to get to quote Arnold Schwarzenegger to Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Right.
It's not a tumor.
I was a shameless tit ass. I am terrible. I am a huge fanboy of Schwarzenegger. I have a photo of my childhood bedroom where I grew up that's still there. My parents still live in the house where I've got the Predator Schwarzenegger poster in my bedroom. I'm like, hey, Arnold, look, I've got a poster of you. He's like, I do not have a poster of you.
Well, you're going to have to change that now. You'll have to send him one.
I'm going to send him a poster. I think he just probably thinks I'm stalking him, which I sort of am. But it was a great experience.
Well, we're excited to have American Ninja Warrior here in Kansas City. We will try to swing by with a clean white shirt for you and some barbecue
at
some point.
Well, just bring the barbecue. You guys bring some more of the tri-tip. I love that stuff. We don't get good barbecue out here in L.A.
We figure that if we're on at 5, then we can stop by for the 2 a.m. taping and then just come right here. We're only blocks away from Union Station anyway, so what the heck.
Yep.
Perfect.
There we
go.
I'll
tell you though, it is electric. People are up on, I think it's, is it Military Hill there that's right across from Union Station?
Yes.
Last time we were here, in the middle of the rain, there were about 1,000 people up on the hill watching. And it was just, that's when we realized the people, the passion they had for it, and that Kansas City is just a great town where the people really get excited and support things.
Absolutely. And this is it's a great event. It's a great show, and with people you could really get behind as well. Matt Eisman from American Ninja Warrior. Hey, Matt, thanks for the time. We appreciate it, bud.
Always, guys. Appreciate it.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
It's time we play the Whisper Challenge.
This is our first attempt at this game. This ought to be very interesting. We're playing girls versus boys. Shaylee will be delivering clues to me. She will be whispering phrases to me. I will have very loud music on and try to guess what she's saying.
Right.
You guys will do the same.
Do the same. Bridget Nolatha, you're caller 12. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Very good. Your job is simple. You choose who's going to win this game, either boys or girls. Who do you think, Bridget?
I'm going girl.
Yes, oh, team girl is the way.
Shaylee and I know each other pretty well.
I agree. Mm-hmm.
I feel solid about this.
I feel like you're going to get this.
Okay, good.
All right, Bridget, there we go. All right, Jin, put the headphones on. You guys are up first. Here we go.
I'm so excited. This is so exciting.
She's got the headphones on. Has she started the loud music?
I'm pulling up my Spotify. I'm listening to some Rage Against the Machine.
All right, very good.
Who are you?
Okay,
my music is up.
Okay, Shaylee, you want to tell us the first clue.
Okay. Unicorn Frappuccino.
All right, they're going to have 30 seconds to guess. Oh, by the way, that's her headphones. That's her music.
That
you can
so
hear that.
Loud.
That is awesome. All right, 30 seconds on the clock. Ready, go.
Corey, what? The recording? Frappuccino. Something Frappuccino. Unicorn Frappuccino.
Oh,
she got it.
Oh, man.
Okay.
You did it.
Good job. I can't hear anything.
No, take your headphones
take your
off.
Okay.
You did it. You got
is that it
right.
Oh, that's it? That was the one. Okay. Jen, you don't have to yell anymore.
Oh, sorry.
Are we going to do the second one?
All right, we're going to do the second one. Okay, so it's my turn now.
All right.
All right. For the people at home.
Thank you. Nice clue.
The first phrase is...
Hold on. I am still setting up.
Okay.
No cheating, boys.
Okay. Yep.
All right. I got Nirvana going through my ears now.
Okay.
You guys have weird choices of music.
The first phrase for Joey is fire hydrant.
Oh.
Okay.
Good night.
Here we go. 30 seconds on the clock. Fire hydrant.
Firehouse.
Fire hydrant. Fire hydrant.
Fern gully.
Fire hydrant.
A word I can't say on the radio.
It does start with F. Fire hydrant.
Fire.
Hydrant.
Hiring freeze.
Hydrant. Fire hydrant.
Yes. In the first round,
fire hydrant.
You were so close.
Oh man!
But I like hiring freeze more than that. Fern gully.
I don't know where that one came from.
All right,
all right.
Fantastic.
Jin's
you ready?
Round two.
Right,
Jin, get your headphones
on.
Got
my
your
loud
music here. That was good.
Okay, my music is loud.
All right,
quit yelling.
Shaylee, you want to give the round two here?
Got milk.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, 30 seconds on the clock, and here we go.
Got milk.
I don't think you can say that.
Got milk.
I can't say that word.
No, you already did, and I already bleeped you.
Tox milk. I feel like it's a bad word that I can't say. It's really not. Miller, miss.
Oh, that's it. That's it. It's over.
Jen, I thought she was saying the word for rooster. What?
Yeah, well, you said it once.
I was saying got milk.
Oh, I
got milk.
No. It looked much different to me.
It was not.
All right. Well, here we go.
All right.
Ball comes down to Joey here as he starts his music up for boys round two.
And Joey's second word is touchdown.
Okay, are we ready? With 30 seconds on
the
clock.
This will be interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And touchdown.
Touchdown?
Oh!
Yeah!
Well, now we're tied.
So it's a tie. So she just gets the tickets, right?
Oh,
I mean,
sure.
Yeah.
Not?
That seems like
Bridget, you want the tickets?
There.
I definitely do.
Oh, heck yeah, you do.
I mean, we did score first, so we actually won.
Oh, well, that doesn't matter.
I was
faster. Unicorn Frappuccino is harder than touchdown.
Yes.
That's true. That's a good point, yeah. I will. For the record, though, Shaylee wrote the questions, so.
There you go.
Yep.
Well, you are going to the big night race, May 13th out at Kansas Speedway. Congratulations.
Thank you.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.